Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we're diving into some exciting developments in the GPU space, particularly focusing on AMD's latest contributions and some noteworthy updates from the broader tech ecosystem. We have a jam-packed episode with topics ranging from power management enhancements in Linux to groundbreaking advancements in game streaming and quantum computing. So let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. AMD's power management. The upcoming Linux 7.1 kernel will feature significant updates to AMD's P-State driver, introducing CPPC performance priority and dynamic energy performance preference. 2. Sunshine game streaming. The latest Sunshine release has integrated Vulkan video encode support, enhancing game streaming capabilities on Linux. 3. Quantum computing and AI. NVIDIA is pushing the boundaries by integrating open-source AI models into quantum computing, which could reshape how we approach error correction in quantum systems. Deep dive into topics. AMD's power management enhancements. Let's start with the exciting news regarding AMD's power management features in the upcoming Linux 7.1 kernel. The AMD P-State driver has added support for CPPC performance priority and dynamic energy performance preference, EPP. CPPC, or Collaborative Power Performance Control, allows for more granular control over performance and power consumption. This is especially beneficial for AMD Ryzen and EPYC systems, enabling them to optimize their performance dynamically based on workload demands. The addition of Dynamic EPP further refines this by allowing the system to adjust energy performance preferences in real time, which can lead to significant improvements in power efficiency during various workloads. These enhancements are crucial for developers and engineers looking to maximize performance while minimizing energy costs, particularly in data centers where efficiency is paramount. This also aligns with AMD's ongoing commitment to sustainability and performance optimization. Sunshine game streaming with Vulkan video support. Next up, we have the latest from the Sunshine game streaming platform, which recently introduced Vulkan video encode support. This is a major step forward for game streaming on Linux, allowing users to leverage Vulkan's capabilities instead of relying solely on the Video Acceleration API, VA API. This new feature utilizes FFmpeg-based Vulkan encode capabilities and incorporates zero-copy DMA buff importing, which enhances performance and efficiency during game streaming. The ability to convert RGB to YUV using Vulkan Compute is particularly noteworthy as it streamlines the encoding process, making it more efficient for high-performance applications. Sunshine also added support for 16-bit DRM format for HDR DMA BBuff import, improved multi-monitor support via the XDG portal, and event-driven capture capabilities. These updates are essential for developers who want to create seamless streaming experiences, especially as gaming continues to push the boundaries of graphical fidelity and performance. NVIDIA's quantum computing advances. Lastly, let's discuss NVIDIA's recent strides in integrating open-source AI models with quantum computing. According to Sam Stanwyck, NVIDIA's director of quantum products, the company is positioning AI as a critical component in managing the complexities of quantum systems, particularly in error correction. The Ising family of models introduced by NVIDIA focuses on two primary areas: calibration and decoding for quantum error correction. Calibration is crucial because qubits are notoriously noisy and sensitive to their environment, leading to errors that can derail computations. The Ising calibration model automates the calibration process, significantly reducing the time from days to mere hours, which is revolutionary for scaling quantum systems. On the decoding front, NVIDIA's Ising decoding model offers two variants, one optimized for speed and the other for accuracy, both designed to enhance the performance of existing error correction methods. This is particularly important as the industry pushes towards fault-tolerant quantum systems capable of handling real-world applications. NVIDIA's approach to combining AI with quantum computing could indeed pave the way for more robust quantum processors, making them more viable for practical applications in various fields, from pharmaceuticals to cryptography. Closing thoughts. As we look forward, the integration of advanced power management features in AMD's upcoming Linux kernel, the enhancements in game streaming capabilities with Vulkan support, and NVIDIA's innovative approaches to error correction in quantum computing all signal a thrilling time for GPU developers and ML engineers. These developments are not just technical improvements. They represent a shift in how we think about performance, efficiency, and the future of computing. As we continue to explore these technologies, one thing is clear. The intersection of AI, gaming, and quantum computing will be a space to watch in the coming years. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the fascinating world of GPUs and their applications in AI and beyond.